Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
James McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y.
Hey, James. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Fine.
That's wonderful. I see that you're calling about your business, the RMI Works CN. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
All right. Just confirming. And yes, sir, what can he do for you today? Hello, sir. Can you hear me? Hey, James, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, wonderful. I can hear you now, sir. So, yes, what can I do for you today? I'm so sorry.
When does my account renew? Each month?
If you have to check your billing here, just give me one moment.
Yeah.
Hey, are you looking at the record? Your billing happens to be every 8th of the month.
Okay, March 8th.
Yes, sir. That's March 8th, okay. Correct. Your next billing.
All right. And each billing is free for the next month. Correct?
That's a good question. Let me double check it here. Hold on.
Well, I didn't start until I paid you, so it has to start at each payment, right? Like when
you're
I started
correct,
with
sir.
You, mm-hmm. when I started with mm-hmm. you, I paid, and then after I paid, then I got, you know, I had got 30 days. So every time I pay, mm-hmm. it's the start of the cycle. All right.
You
now,
are correct.
Do you to cancel my account? Do I have to give you some kind of lead time, like 2 days or 3 days?
Yes,
or
if you have a 3 days policy, so any cancellation request, yeah, has to be notified us 3 days before your next billing.
All right, so then I need to notify you at least by March 5th. Okay. Is there a particular number I need to call when I do that, if I do that?
You can call the same number. You can also email us or send us a text, yes.
Okay, that's very good. That's very good. I'm considering, I think I've made a mistake. I canceled Angie's List last month, and I haven't gotten any good leads all month. And I think I've made a serious mistake. I quit using them for the last 2 months, and I'm about to start. And I'm just not getting any leads from you that, you know, anything good. I've got something on that's way beyond my boundary on the other side up on the north end of Knoxville, but it's so far away, I have to add an extra $300 to do the job, and it ruins the job. So, you know, I'm not getting leads. I need to just tell you right up front where I'm at, because, you know, really and truly, I think I need to call Angie's back, because they have a very poor policy about canceling. There's no button. There's no way. You know, it's really very hard. It's very hard to call them. I sent them a text. I think it was in the month of December, saying I canceled. Because that was the only thing I found. The only way to communicate with them was from email. And they never got back to me. And then they continued sending me leads for a whole month, and I didn't answer any of them. And then they finally called me and said, oh, my gosh, you are delinquent in your payment. I said, excuse me, I sent you an email. Oh, an email? And And then the guy I talked to was very intimidating. He says, you know, my accounts are $5,000 a month. And this year, because I was only wanting to pay the minimum, $300. And he says, you know, I normally get a $5,000 account, you know. Well, that's intimidation. And so they're really a highbrow outfit. And I was hoping you guys would do better. And apparently I'm mistaken. But I've been paying you for the last year thinking that I think I did get two or three good jobs through you through the last year, but that's over the whole year. I need about, you know, four jobs every month.
Before we look at the hearing this room, can I confuse your names? You mentioned that you were paying Angie's. I believe you mentioned to me that you were not happy with your service, that you were not getting the leads from them. And then you
they tend to upgrade you without asking you, okay? They have three different Angie List, Angie Leads, and then they have Angie Pay. And it's very confusing. And they had me paying for Angie, I think it's Angie Leads or Angie, no, now they have Angie Pro. They had me paying for like Angie's Leads, which was $300 a month. And then they had me down for Angie Ads for another $50 a month. And I don't remember requesting that. But so I was just getting jacked up. You know, I'm not a big company and I'm not running a crew. I just wanted to keep it to, now you guys have been very consistent. You charge me $250 a month. But the sad news about that is that, you know, I haven't gotten any jobs in the last month from you guys. And I've canceled them. I have canceled Angie Leads and Angie Ads back in, I quit doing everything with Angie January 1st. And then, of course, they called me on January about the 28th or 30th and said, oh, you haven't paid us. I said, well, I sent you an email, and I gave the guy a copy of the email, and he acted like, oh, that's not the proper way to do it. I said, well, if it's not, it's not on your site, and it's not on the phone app, and there's no way to cancel. And I said, that was the only way I had to communicate with you. He said, you should have called one of the agents, you know. Well, there isn't a – I didn't have a number to do that, I guess. But anyhow, this is where I'm at, okay? And I figured I'd call you guys and tell you where I'm at. And I need you to tell me, do I need to stay with you? Or, I mean, what has happened last month, is that the way this is going to go? Because if it is, I need to go back to Angie.
I understand. Well, again, go ahead. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right. All right. I need to get a certain amount of work. Just, you know, keep my, you know, not go bankrupt. And right now, my bank,
of course,
I just got a new job from one of my prior clients, but I don't think I've had anything from you this month. I've looked, and if you go in and look at my account, it'll show you some guy in Knoxville. Well, I've called him two or three times, and he happens to be on the north side of Knoxville, and it's still right up there at the top of the list, Mike something or other. And, you know, it's not good, okay? That wasn't a good lead.
Well, I understand it, sir. It just so happened that, of course, you're paying Angie's because they're actually going to generate you leads. So what we actually do in here is completely different than them. That's also the same reason why they are kind of expensive and they charge a different amount in the monthly basis. So I can't really speak on behalf of Angie's because I'm not really familiar with how their ad works. But the only difference here is that, of course, as what you mentioned, you had problems or you know, it's kind of hard for them or for you to reach out to them if you would like to cancel your service. Unlike with us,
Hey, I'm not asking you about Angie, okay?
Oh, no.
I'm asking you about your service, okay?
Of course.
I'm telling you what's happened on my end. I'm being very open with you. And I'm telling you what's going on my end. And because I have, since January 1st, I've been looking to Local Splash for my leads, and I haven't gotten any jobs. Okay, that's now it's 2 months, going into the third month, and you know, there's no need for me to pay you guys $250 a month like this. okay? I need to have at least one job every month just to pay for your service.
Totally reasonable. And again, I do apologize if I was trying to tell you about Angie's. I was just trying to explain the difference between them and us, as we are a completely different campaign. So, $20 a month, which is in terms of SEO, is really more about giving a good online presence. Our main goal here is to make sure that you are publicly visible in Google. So technically, when they look for, let's say, decks and repair in your area, your business automatically showed up. And that's when you can actually attract potential clients based on the number of reviews you got, based on the engagement and how many photos they were using very recently in your account. Leads-wise, the difference we have here with Angie's is that, again, for Angie's, we are a lead generation campaign. While here with Local Splash, that you're paying us is more about giving you online presence. So the number of calls may vary on a weekly or daily basis. I did check your dashboard here, which is where you can see all the leads coming in. I would totally agree with you that last month was kind of low, but if you're going to compare it from, you know, let's say January and even to March, like early this week, you're starting getting calls and SMS. So I do see here that you've been getting leads already, let's start it yesterday, and you even got 3 leads as well today. However, what just so happened here is that for SEO, again, our goal is to make sure that you are visible in Google. Number of leads you might get is always different. So some are days you might get a lot of calls, and some days you might not get any calls at all. But, you know, campaign-wise, SEO-wise, you're actually getting the ROI that you're paying us every month for $249, because if you look at the in your ranking, even I can show it to you as well, you are visible in Google. So I think what we can do here differently, maybe we can work on getting more reviews in your profile, because I noticed here the last review that you got, that was actually like 16 weeks ago. So if we are aiming to attract potential clients to call you, you might start getting more reviews, like most recent reviews, and send us a bunch of pictures that represent your business, like completed jobs, and we're going to use it for post and optimization, because those are the things that your customers actually see before calling a certain business.
All right. I've enjoyed talking with you. I need to make my mind up here. But thank you.
I'm just no problem. Again, as